This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and Happy New Year. You're listening to The Outdoor Show this morning. All right. Producing The Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman. Sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market. All right, looking at weather. Starting off with Galveston right now, 65 down on the island. Unseasonably warm, but today we're looking at some clouds early, mostly sunny skies, along with windy conditions this afternoon, near record high temperatures, high of 71, southwest winds 20 to 30. And then for tonight, a few passing clouds, areas of patchy fog, low of 63 with southwest winds 15 to 25 ahead of that front. And then for tomorrow, a little bit of dense fog early in the morning, and mainly sunny skies later in the day, high near 70, and those winds will switch to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. So we have another front coming. We'll see how it works out. But looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have three of them. We have a low coming up this morning at 8:47 a.m. It's a negative 1.2, then a high at 5:35 p.m., a 1.4, and in a low tonight, 10:01 p.m., a 1.1. Sunrise, 7:14 a.m. Sunset, 5:33 p.m. Moon phase, 95%. Tomorrow night will be our first full moon of the month and the year. So things looking bright out there. Looking at current conditions right now down at the Galveston Channel, it's 63 degrees with 63 degree water. Can you believe the water in January is 63 degrees in our bay system? Unbelievable. Eagle Point, 62 degrees, 58.3 degree water. Morgan's Point, it's 61 degrees with 61.2 degree water. Winds are southwest at 7 to 17. In Galveston, Eagle Point, it's south-southwest 17 to 18. And at Morgan's Point, it's south at 5 to 9. Miles per hour. Barometric pressure is fairly low at 29.84 inches and steady. So that's kind of where we're at. I hope everybody had a great Christmas and a happy new year. We're going to run up to Lake Livingston now to Penwall Campground and Marina and check in with Miss Jody Blair this morning, see how she's doing. Good morning, Jody. Happy new year.
Happy new year. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
There you go.
Rested up and ready to go. Make another year.
That's right. Ready for it. 2026 is going to be a great year.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, all I could say is that's what I'm hoping for, and I'm going to make it happen.
Good.
So we're doing good down here. The water, like you were saying, it's oddly warm. We're sitting about... Some areas are telling me the water got to 45, but now I talked to an angler, and he's saying it was 55 yesterday. So
yeah,
I'm going to stick with the 55. But, you know, we're looking at 99.3% full with the mean water level at 130.86. So we're still pretty full out here with a normal stain. So the catfish... Their action is remaining solid throughout the lake. We got the blue channels and the catfish responding well to the punch bait and cut bait, worms around the ledges and baited areas. Crappie, they're holding tight to the timber and the brush areas in deeper water with minnows, jigs. And if you want those consistent bites, you just be patient for them. They're out there. The largemouth, they're being caught around the creek channels. Submerged timber points with crankbaits, spinnerbaits, soft plastics, especially during the warmer parts of the day. the white bass and the hybrids, hybrid stripers. Mm-hmm. They're showing up in schools near the deeper structures along the river channels. They're biting on slabs, spoons, and live bait. So deer season's dwindling down, so get to your honey hole and start reeling them in.
Yeah, for your area up there, deer season ends this weekend, Sunday evening,
yep,
at sunset.
Sure does. I remember my daddy would never let us go New Year's weekend because that was his last weekend to be with the guys and get his last year, you know, hunts in. So no kids allowed, and I used to get so upset. Like, that is totally not fair.
We all got to go all year, though, didn't you?
Well, he would take us every other hunt because, yeah. He had to stick to the, what's it called, where you're on the chart. Basically, you would sign off, and you were each lease member was only allowed so many deer and so many, you know, bucks per year. So he would go get what he wanted, and then once he got what he wanted, he would let us have the rest.
You get the leftovers. So,
we got the leftovers. And, you know, it's funny because that last hunt, I never really remember him bringing anything in except stories of what happened that weekend. So yeah. I think it was just a fun weekend for the guys.
I can see that. I just got through with a fun week with all the gang down in South Texas. That was quite fun, actually.
Yep. The last person out at the fire, they said they better not wake up and see snow angels because there's no one coming out to rescue you.
Right.
So, yeah. But we got a lot of different projects going on at Pinwall right now. So hopefully by April, we should have a lot more of those premium sites opening up. So we're doing some changes still on the property, and hopefully it's for the better because we're going to get more of those waterfront premium sites that people are wanting, because I was down to like one or two of them. So we're doing some changes and moving out some things and making room for more premium sites. So we'll have those ready to go by, you know, peak season, which starts, our busy season starts in April. So I've got me a timeline set. So we're doing good things out there. So.
Yes. White bass season's fixing to really get kicked off.
It is. And it's a lot of the locals and the weekenders that already have sites up there, and then the word gets out, and then I get bombarded with phone calls about, you know, other people wanting to come in and set up camp. So trying to get it ready because April is when we are just blowing and going up there. So, and it doesn't really stop till like the end of August. I guess when school starts back up, we slow down a little bit. But, it gets busy. So
well, it's that time of year. Everybody thinks that, I don't think fishing ever stops anymore. And as warm a winter as we're having, everybody's still catching beautiful
still
fish.
Still catching them. Yeah.
Down the coast and in the area lakes. I mean, big bass season.
I have one
right
guy
now that are starting to grind looking for, you know, those big girls.
Yeah. And I have a guy that he's one of my regulars. If he's not at the deer stand, he's out in the water, and he keeps me posted, and he's just an avid fisherman. So I keep up to date with him, and he'll give me some pointers, and he's like, there's some big ones out there. He's been catching them. Yeah. So they're out there.
He's living the good life.
He sure is.
He's not hunting, he's fishing. Yeah,
that's right. Go. Loving every day.
Yeah, man. Well, to all your family, y'all have a good Christmas.
We did. It was weirdly peaceful but busy, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to go anywhere. The grandkids, this is the first year that they weren't, you know, waking up at Mama and Papa's, but they weren't long after. Come noon, they were all here gathered up. And
right. It
was funny because my granddaughter, Dublin, she calls me. She's like, Mama, I think Santa Claus left some presents over there for us. And I said, well, why do you say that? And, you know, Christmas is tight for parents. And she's like, well, because he didn't leave very many at Mom and Daddy's. I said, well, you're right. He got the wrong address this year, and they're all over here. So she came over, and they had a blast.
Cool.
So I guess I'm going to have to arrange it to where she comes and picks up the presents early and takes them over there so they don't think he forgot again.
Well, he just got lost in the fog or something.
He got lost in the fog. That's right. But, yeah, if anybody's looking, we're pretty full right now, but we still have about 16 spots to be ripped. And come April, we'll have a lot more. So if you want to get on that waiting list, if we don't have the spot you have now, we will have it, definitely. And give me a call at 936-209-4819, and we'll get you set up, come out and give you a tour. And if you're looking for that place to, get off, get away from the concrete jungle, we offer, the best of both worlds. You're out in the woods, you're not surrounded by a bunch of concrete and stuff like that. When you come to Pinwall, you're in the woods, you're in the country, and it feels that way. And yes, that's how we kind of like keeping it. I know these other RV sites, they're coming up, and it's amenity after amenity, and that's great if that's what you're looking for. But the people that come to Pinwall, they're looking for that country feel and be in those mature trees and, surrounded by water. They're coming out to fish, and that's what we have to offer, and they love it. So look us up at PinwallRVResort.com or email me at Pinwall, it's PENWAUGH. resort@wgppm.com. I'll respond back, or just, like I said, shoot me a call, 936-209-4819. I'm there from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Oh, well, that's good to know. And yep, those premium sites, those are RV sites right there close to the water's edge then, is what you're saying.
Correct. Our premium sites are waterfront or water views, meaning we might have, like, some of our premium sites have that, thin little narrow road, but then right across that road is water. So, it's five steps away. So, and with Pinwall, you've been out there. We're 95% surrounded by water. The only place that don't have water is the entry street. Other than that, you've got water everywhere you turn around. So even our large sites and our standard lots, you're five minutes, if that, 2 or 3 minutes away from walking to the water's edge. Yeah. So that's what we have. What people love. Easy access.
In the spring holds, a lot of good fishing in there in the springtime.
There is. And a lot of people like to come out and see our resident gators. We just ask that you don't feed them.
Yeah. Don't play with them.
The
wildlife. Right.
So,
all right, yeah. Jim. Well, hey.
And we're still offering those free boat launches. If you hear us on the radio, come out and let us know that you heard us on your show, and then you get that free boat launch.
Cool. All right. Well, very good. Well, you have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week in the new year.
Sounds great.
Thanks, Jody. Appreciate the update. You take care.
Yes, sir.
Thank you
as well.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:17 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Fayette County and check in with our good friend, Mr. Bob Green, see what's on his menu this morning. Bob, good morning. What's up? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year's and to you also. And up this morning, I'm listening to, I've got an old wooden fish downstairs, and that's my wind advisory. And I hear that thing beating against a piling down there. So
yeah,
I don't think I'm going to be going fishing. So.
Yeah, it's supposed to be breezy today and not a fair wind southwest.
Yeah, it's been like that for, three days now.
I would know. I've been in South Texas, man.
I meant to ask you that yesterday, what you got. Well, what'd you get?
Well, I shot a couple of bucks. Nothing I'm looking for, but hey, I got some meat to take to the Belleville. You can bet on that.
Well, yeah, I forgot. I thought I had sent you a picture of that Axis deer.
No, you sent it yesterday, but I saw the picture of that buck you shot.
Yeah, that was Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Ho, ho, ho.
How about that?
got my,
heck yeah, man.
Got it done. So I had been watching that deer, you know, with that 13 deal. And yeah, I watched that buck for about two different days before I finally said, you know, I finally got the right look right at me and one walking away and said, you know, I've let him go for two or three days now. I may not see him again.
He was wanting to die if you kept seeing him like that.
Yeah, well, most time I saw him, he had that nose down on the ground chasing one.
Oh, yeah.
And it was comical the other day. I had two of them. I had, he was out there, and there was about six does, and he'd run down one, and then he'd stop. And then turn around and he'd run toward the other one, and they were just jacking with him, I think. Because, I mean, one would run, the other one would stop, and he'd go check that one out. So, and then another little deer came out, was going to challenge him, and he just sit there and popped him once with them horns, and that was it. So, but after that one, I've seen more showing up. Of course, I think they're getting out of that rut, so. I guess that's what's going on because, you know, they're not really wanting to fight now. So.
Well, I saw some good, well, a lot of sparring with the young bucks, but mature bucks, I saw some pretty good beat downs.
Oh, yeah, I tell you. And I was beginning to wonder, it was a slow first part of the year to see them. I don't know if they were just busy at other places before they showed up or maybe they just knew they have 24-hour feed here, or food, and just started showing up. And it was always usually late December when I shot my deer. But,
right.
But you know, nobody around here has Axis deer. And I've seen those Axis deer for at least the last 2 years. And I don't normally see them, you know, maybe once or twice. And that one came out, and everybody had told me how good that is. And sure enough, you know, I fried up some back
trap. They're good eating, man.
You cut it with a fork. You know, that's something I was surprised. And, you know, it had a mild taste to it. You know, it didn't have a wild taste. And that was just throwing it in the pan and frying up, you know, some like little cubes. But anyway, it was really good. I mean, it surprised me. So, but you know, nobody around here has Axis. I mean, I've checked with everybody around here that's got a high fence, and some of them have black bucks and different things, but no Axis. So, they've been.
Well,
I know those
from somewhere. They got out of somebody's high fence.
Yeah, it's it was strange. But there must have been five or six does out there, and they don't associate with the Axis.
No.
When the Axis came out, they just kind of meandered off, you know, away from the feeders, and the Axis took over. But I haven't seen one with horns yet. The only ones I've seen have been females.
Yeah.
So.
You can bet there's a buck around somewhere.
I'd like to have a mount like that. But,
oh, yeah. Boy, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, tastes good and got meat and got sausage and all that good stuff. We made some of our own sausage, too. My grandson had some that the wife had tasted last year and said, I want some of exactly what you got. So, well, you know, I got my old recipe from somebody, so anyway. Well, I hadn't been doing any fishing, you know. It's just this week was windy and blowing like crazy. And, of course, I tell you, my buddy Mark went down, you know, he's been having to go in for that heart therapy and all that stuff, and they've seen, wouldn't let him do it the other day because he went back into AFib. And I told him, hey, just go back and take your medicine again, or take double your medicine. And I haven't talked to him. I'll talk to him today and see if they decided anything else. So it's hated to hear that, but, you know, just told him to take it easy about all he can do right now. But he's been fishing. I mean, he was telling me that they added a little bit of water to the lake. The lake was low enough that, the rocks right there to boat ramp, you'd run into those just trying to dock your boat to the bottom of it. And he said water temperature during those little warm, those little cold snaps last week or something like that, I think it was last week, water temperature had gotten down to 69, 68, I think he said. Of course, that's surface temp. And then after the sun showed up for a while and then got back up to 72. And most of what he was catching was deep diving crankbaits out off long points. He'd find a water bait and fish and just work them over with that. And of course, if that's the only way I can catch fish, I'll do it. But I sure don't enjoy that. You know. You need to do a lot of your wrist wear out after a little while. It's just, I don't know. I'd rather catch more
until you start getting bites and catching fish on them. Then you don't notice it.
Yeah, not as bad, but no, I tell you. But and still early, there was still there for a while. He said there was the shallow running crankbaits over the edge of grass and stuff like that, right. And that's still a deal too. But if we get some of that really cold stuff, it should stack them up on the end of points or humps or something like that. Cause that's when I really grab out and pull out my jigging spoons and stuff like that and get out there on them deep, 20-foot holes where it comes up shallower to deep and hit them that way. So, but anyway, well, Tuesday I've got an appointment with the surgeon, so I'll find out something.
Boy,
I guess there, I'm just
hear the verdict on that.
Well, I wouldn't either, because if it's gonna happen, it's gonna screw me up till about April probably or March. I mean, I hate to miss him.
You don't miss best part of spring, man.
Yeah. Well, gotta get it taken care of, so. Yeah, I'm just hoping.
Is it a hip or back issue or what? What is it?
Well, remember 5 years ago, I was my left, and they go in there and they actually put two big screws in that big hip bone. I mean, if you look at a skeleton, you have a big old hip bone.
Right.
Put two screws in that, and they pull that away. They pull that away from the spine somehow, where it gets off that sciatic nerve.
Oh boy!
It's got one of them names, I can't spell, that what they did, ablation or something like that, whatever that means. And that's what they were thinking 4 months ago, that it might be that, and then it got better, and then it came back again. So now you it's not like falling like I did the last time. They had to do something. So
they did some
kind of shots that lasted about a month and a half. So I'm just wondering if we're going to try that again before they go in there and start cutting. Cause I won't be able to put my foot down for 7 weeks. I'm hoping there's a way around that, but like I say, we'll know Tuesday. See what's going on. I'll let you know next week
nothing like that ever happens to me. There's no way I can go 7 weeks without doing anything. No way.
My wife probably killed me in between there. She didn't kill me last time.
I'd rather be dead.
I don't know. I don't want that alternative.
Well. Yeah, like 7 weeks laid up.
Yeah. What he told me the last time, he said, if you think I'm kidding, you know, if you mess that up, there's not any repairing it. Right. I guess what he meant was total hip replacements or something, but, you know, it's not really the hip bed. It's just where it's hitting that nerve.
They got weird. And back pain, it's all related.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it can be anywhere from a disc to muscle to, yeah, there's so much crap that can go wrong.
I know. I had an uncle, they did back surgery on him, and it was still the same after that, and it turned out it was his hip the whole time was causing all of it. So. All right, well, Bob. Well, good luck with that, buddy. I'm glad you got you a deer and an axis. You're looking good in the meat department. No doubt.
Oh gosh, yes. I'm ready to go or not go. I got it done, but give us a holler. We'll set up. Try to set up those trips. I'm already at my, you know, March and April starting to book has been booked for a while. Just got to get myself down or get this taken care of, but. Cell phone's the best way, 281-460-9200 or the Facebook. Just give me a holler. We'll see what happens.
All right, Bob. Hey, have a good one, man. Happy New Year.
Same to you, and have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
See you, bud. All right. Bye. Okay, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everyone about the Belleville Meat Market. Easy to find right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290. And if you're looking for quality processing, you know, deer season is still going on. And, you know, season over this way ends this weekend. South Texas runs for another 2 or 3 weeks. So if you have any wild game and you've never tried the Belleville Meat Market, trust me, try them. I'm fixing to take my meat there this week. And three-lane drop-off system, you know, fast, easy, convenient service. Tell them how you want your meat. They track it all the way through the process, and that assures you get back the game that you took good care of the whole time. And their meat market, can't beat it. Full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They're open all week. Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and bulk pricing is available on pecan smoked sausage, all their fresh ground beef. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, 4:35. Let's run. Track down Tommy Alexander this morning from Matagorda, but I think he's coming up this way. I think he's going bass fishing. Tommy, good morning. What's up, Tommy boy?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Not a lot, brother. What are you doing?
No, I'm driving, headed up to Conroe. Headed that way.
That'll work.
Yeah. Gonna fish up there a little bit.
Yeah.
Fish up there a bit. See if the winds don't get too bad on us.
Well, you got a tournament coming up or what?
No, we're just fishing. I'm just running this trip.
I got you.
Not real close, but a couple weeks I got one.
Yeah.
I've got one in a couple weeks, and then I've got two. After that, I've got like two in February and two or three in March. So I think we got one this month, two in February, and three in March.
Well, you're gonna be busy.
Yeah, I'll be February, March, I'll be up here a lot. but I'm just kind of headed that way.
Well, how's your bay fishing been?
I haven't been very much. You know, from what I've heard was good. You know, I just hadn't been very much. I've gotten a few decent reports, but man, it just got slow as far as customers. I hadn't had much going on. I've got, you know, maybe, I think I've got one saltwater trip next week, something like that. And then it's just slow. Slow on the saltwater. I got more, it's that time of year, I get more bass stuff going on this time of year than I do saltwater. But from what I've heard and hearing and stuff, it's pretty decent. You know, it was anyway. You know, they were catching them. I've heard mixed reports. I've heard people catching them. I don't know about, I haven't really heard much on the river during the day, but I know I've got a buddy that's got the fishing on a pier at night. And they smoked a good trout at night on the river under lights. They're catching good ones. He said it's been pretty thick at night under lights, so I know they're still up there.
But I can't believe our water temperature is as warm as they are for this time of year. Pretty nuts.
Oh, yeah. The last day I fished in salt water, it was 72 degrees.
Oh.
I mean, that was, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, but it was 72 degrees.
72?
Yeah. The last day I fished East Matagorda.
Yeah, I guess this last front cooled it down to where it is now, but it's still, you know, 58 to 62 everywhere over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I went the day before. I think it was like the day before this last front. Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Right now, I've got on shorts. I brought a jacket and stuff with me, but, I mean, I've got on shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, my truck says, it says 67 degrees. Right here where I'm at.
I believe it.
In January. Pretty wild.
It is.
How was your trip? I haven't heard yet. Your hunting trip.
Oh, it was fun, man. It was great. I never did see a really, you know, good, what I'd call a shooter buck for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's, man, there was so much. There was a lot of action, though.
Yeah,
good buck fights, and you know, when I first got there, the does had just started kicking off their fawns, and a lot of bucks running around sniffing, rubbing, and scraping, and you know, typical beginning of the rut activity, and then I mean, all of a sudden it just went off, and I would see some young yearling does that had been kicked off, and bucks were already chasing them. And then the next morning, I'd go back to that same blind, and they'd already been bred during the night. You know, you could tell that they'd already been bred. And there was just a lot of big-time activity.
Yeah,
I just never did have that one, you know, elusive deer that came out that you would consider a trophy, and I shot a couple of bucks Blaine had on a hit list that, you know, customers are not going to pay to shoot them, but he told me if things look like you're not going to get a chance to good buck, take one of these deer off or two of them, whatever you want. And that's what I did for meat purposes.
I get you some meat.
Yeah. Belleville will be happy. I'm bringing them two bucks, so that'll make for good table fare for a year in the freezer.
Yeah.
But there was a nice deer shot while I was there. Lou, the transmission guy from Baytown, shot a nice 12-pointer. And there was a young lady and her husband, Matt, and her name was Tracy. They hunted one of my favorite blinds that I've killed some really good deer over the years. And she shot a beautiful 10-point, I mean a stud, with split brow tines, and that was probably the best deer shot that whole week I was there. And then Gary Vossler shot a nice 10-pointer. And rest time, everybody was kind of having the same hunts I was having. A lot of action, but the only mature bucks you saw were what I would consider shooters.
Yeah.
Your 5-, 6-, and 7-year-old deer. But it's early yet for them. That rut's going to go on into February for them down there, but it's on definitely right now. It's on like a neck bone. A lot of good bug fights and a lot of chasing and sniffing and scraping and rubbing. It's on. No doubt.
It's on.
It's good.
Yeah, I just don't ever really get to hunt much anymore. I'm always fishing now, and I don't really have a place anymore to hunt, so I don't get to hunt.
Right.
I just hear stories from my buddies. I got my buddy Greg up in Giddings. He gives me deer during the winter. He's got a deer for me right now that I'm going to get. That's how I usually get my meat, you know.
Right. Well, that's good for you.
I hadn't went and shot a deer in a while.
Well, it's still fun for me. Still get the rush when I pull the trigger.
I'm sure I would, too.
Yeah, it's just, I like that feeling.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think fishing's all right. I said I'm worried about a little bit of the wind today. It's supposed to get, some sites I was looking at saying it's going to get up pretty high, and some weren't as bad, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, right now it looks like it's around Conroe. It's blowing about 7 or 8. That's not bad.
Yeah, that ain't bad. No. Well, usually it's less up there than it is, Matagorda anyway.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
If it's 20 in Matagorda, it's usually 10 or 12 there.
Right.
It will get up and blow super hard on Conroe, don't get me wrong. You'll get up there and it'll
Conroe will get rough as a cob.
It'll get crazy. But on average, when I'm sitting in Matagorda, if I look at both of them, it's always 5 to 10 miles an hour less than Matagorda.
Mm-hmm.
Usually 10. So we'll see about that. I don't know. Is there another front? Anything else in sight?
Yeah, tomorrow. We got a front hitting tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why we're going to pull that southwest wind today and
tonight. That makes sense. Is it a big one?
15 to 25, but I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not a normal January front, frigid temperatures or anything like that.
No, I don't know if we're going to have a normal January.
Well,
it seems like.
What is normal anymore in the state of Texas? Think about it.
Yeah. It's nothing normal anymore. Or the normal's different than what it is.
Oh, looking at extended forecast, we got that front tomorrow. And, I mean, the low of 48 Sunday night, I mean, that's nothing. And then another front, we're going to pull southwest winds for about 3 or 4 days, and another front next Saturday, north at 15 and 56 to 48 for lows. I mean, that's nothing.
So they're all weak, just not strong fronts.
Which is fine. I mean, I'll take it. Fish like it. Man, everybody's still catching fish. And normally this time of year, it's cold and nobody's going.
As long as it don't get back too hot. You know, like that last time I went, when it creeped back up in the 70s like that, 72, sometimes it'll get tough again.
It will.
I like to keep it a little lower, but
keep
it
in the low to mid 50s is what I like.
Right, yeah, or low 60s.
Yeah,
they'll chomp good then too. But I don't know. It's weird when it get back in that 70s, they start acting weird again. But I mean, there's plenty of fish out there. I mean, when it's weird because you get a few bad days or get some weather that's bad or it gets warm and you think, man, where'd they go?
Right,
you can't catch them, you know. But then one little weather change, and it's like, well, they're everywhere you go now.
Right.
So they're out there. they're out there. But yeah, that's what my kind of winter schedule looks like. I do about one day a week, maybe saltwater fishing, and then bass fishing. I'll hit
that good time of year, man. Didn't you go to Fayette County a week or two ago?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, something like that. About 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks ago, something like that. Yeah, no, yeah. We did pretty good. I didn't like catch 100 or nothing like you can on Fayette. No, you know, yeah, sometimes I didn't do that, but I don't know. We probably caught 30, probably around 30-ish. Biggest one was about 5.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of solid 3-pounders.
Nothing wrong with that, but man.
We caught a bunch of 3s. Yeah, it was. Oh, we had a good time. I fished deep. I fished shallow first. We caught a few on rattle traps.
Yeah.
And then I just ended up going deep. And I was out there messing around looking at a couple humps. And I found one hump out there. And I saw it on live scope. And it had a bunch of them on it. And I was Carolina rigging it. And we started catching a few Carolina rigging. And then once they kind of like got them going. And then we started catching them on crankbaits. And then we got on big crankbaits and caught a bunch on that.
Well, cool. All right, Tommy, somebody wants to call you, give them some info how to get you.
Yes, sir. They can get me, and we can definitely get a trip together either way, saltwater or for us this winter. But phone's always the best. Text me, leave a message if I don't answer. 979-709-8242.
You got it, brother. Be safe, Tommy. Catch him up. Good talking to you, man.
All right, Mickey.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right.
All right, let's hop down south now. Let's go down to South Padre and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. Did you drop him? Well, I guess, you know, the last time I talked to him, we had phone issues. But I hadn't talked to Brian in a while. It's been a couple of weeks. I know he's been hunting. He's saying bad service on his phone. Should be able to answer. So that's what he just texted me. Maybe he's at his dad's ranch or something. I don't know. We'll find out if we can get him back up. But, all right, let's try him again. Good morning, Brian. What's up, man?
How's it going, sir? Sorry, I got bad service here.
That's all right. Where are you at? It's your dad's ranch or you in South Padre?
I'm back in South Padre Island. Just have to walk around certain areas here. My house gets bad service in some spots.
Yeah, usually you've been always been pretty good.
Something changed. Well, we're here now, so at least we're talking now. We got some service, so.
Well, what's going on down there, man? What have you been doing? Dropping phone calls.
I'm sure you remember them.
You're back.
There you go. Sorry. Just dropping in and out. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm snook fishing today. I got the old Altinger boys in town.
Oh, God.
Old friends of yours. And
I feel sorry for you, man.
Tonight. And told me it's going to be 5 people after all. I said, oh, wow.
5?
Yep. So bringing 5 on the boat.
Oh, Lord. Snook fishing?
So,
well, that could turn into a Donnybrook. Man. Well, this is not good. I guess Brian isn't there. I didn't hear him drop, but I'm not hearing anything. Golly. We'll try it one more time. He's going to have to get a booster or something. He used to never have this problem, but things changed down. I noticed my phone, a lot of places it always worked. It was real sketchy. I don't know what's going on down there along the border, but things were different down there. It wasn't quite as busy. It was totally different from what it was this time last year as far as traffic and you know, all you saw was, all right, let's do it again. All right, Brian, let's try this one more time.
Yeah, we'll try it one more time. I'm running in and out of service here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I've got five people snook fishing today, so we'll see how it goes. I'm going to be tying on a lot of jig heads and top waters and stuff, but we're just coming off the backside of that big front, so weather's warming up.
Yeah.
Should be able to catch some fish. We caught maybe 15 snook yesterday, a couple of nice trout.
Right.
And that's going pretty good. I guess that was actually the day before I snook fished. Yesterday I was in the flats. Sorry.
Yeah, that's yesterday all right. Went flats they fishing. All run we together, man.
Yeah, kind of getting them confused. We went on the flats yesterday, and it was just dead calm out there, slick. You know, I was driving super mega, like double low tide out right now. Wind blew all the tide out, and then the moon sucked out even more. So we've got a really low water out there, you know. So I'm finding some deep stuff and cruising around and seeing lots of schools of big bull reds on the surface.
Right.
And shoot, yesterday we stopped. They must have been all 35 to 40 inches and stopped with my clients and just started bombing some jigs and stuff in there. And man, we sight casted quite a few of those big ones. Tend to pop off in those schools a lot because there's so many fish, you know, and they're kind of hitting your line and stuff. So
yeah.
And if you got if your lure's hanging out of the redfish's mouth, if it doesn't eat it completely all the way in, if the lure's hanging out, the other redfish will come up and try to grab it. Yeah, the other redfish
come and eat it and try to pull it away from him.
Yeah, and that's, I think that pops you off sometimes too. But
yeah, it will.
I mean, it was just a really fun, really fun day. And then we went and caught a few black drum, saw a random school of drum cruising around, so we sight casted a few of those, and then threw some jigs off the edge of the channel, catch some trout. Worked out pretty good. A little bit, nothing really went like crazy except for those redfish, you know, as far as like catching slot fish and slot drum. I mean, nothing really went off, but we caught a little bit of everything, so it was cool.
Yeah, well, that makes a good day.
Yep.
Plenty of action.
Yep, and I've been hunting the past 2 weeks. You know, I've barely been back on the water a few days since we last spoke. I was out at the ranch chasing whitetails, and shoot, even with that big front, they finally started moving. I just didn't see the one I really wanted to shoot. There's just been this big, huge 8-pointer I've been trying to shoot, and he just gave me the slip this season. So I'm going to try to get back out there next week for a couple days and maybe get him.
Maybe he'll slip up.
Yeah, maybe he'll slip up now.
Is your rut on over there? Because I just got back from Blaine's, and it's full bore, man. There's buck fights, and I mean, doe,
yep,
bread,
yeah,
doe,
it's happening right now.
It's on, man.
Yep, it's happening right now. A little later than usual, but it's happening. So
yeah,
next couple of days off I get, I'm gonna run up there and try to get me one. You know, I got a big one last year, so I'll be all right if I don't get one this year. But I'd like to.
All right, dog. Well, hey, tell those all Tinker boys hello for me, and go have fun with them, Pete and Roland. They're good guys, man.
They are good
five
guys.
People,
that's official with them every
had
year.
Them show up with that many people.
Me neither.
Oh well, good luck to you, man. You're gonna have your work cut out for you. You'll never hear the end of it.
I'll survive.
Yeah, I know you will. All right. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you, Brian, about coming down and fishing with you.
Sure. Give me a call. Area code 956-755-9413. Or visit the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Brian, have a good day. Catch him up, man.
Thank you.
See ya. All right. That's Captain Brian Brer down in South Padre. Time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.